Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Hey, it's Nicki Minaj.
Your name's Nicki Minaj?
No, I just felt like saying that. I know how to rap, sing, dance, and like on my free time, I just, you know, listen to music and dance and party and bullshit, but I'm not going to get a contract, and I'm the best rapper alive.
What's your rapper name?
Red, like the color.
How did you choose Red, or how did Red choose you?
I said, what would my name be if I could have any name in the world? And the Holy Spirit said Red. And so, Red.
What if you were to change it to, like, blue or green? Would that be terrible?
Nah, that would be hot.
You could just change up the colors. You could be rainbow if you wanted.
Yeah, rainbow. Like Nicki Minaj.
Why has nobody given her a deal? I mean, the Holy Spirit himself came down and anointed her Red, the best rapper alive, and she can't get a deal anywhere. And then Nicki Minaj is blowing up. She's not jealous about that one bit.
I feel like she just named herself with the first color she saw.
Yeah, I think
there's
so.
There's a stop sign. They're pretty.
Red.
Yeah.
And I thought she started off saying she was Nicki Minaj. I was like, oh, please let this be a crazy lady who thinks that she's Nicki Minaj. And she went away from it so quick. You're like, are you really? No. No, I'm not.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
It would be so awesome if I were Nicki Minaj, though, wouldn't it? Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Trying to close out my case this morning. It's about taking a vehicle and driving the wrong way. But, you know, stuff happens.
So wait, you drove the wrong way down a one-way downtown?
They need to fix the streets, man. One-ways look like two-ways all the time.
So it's the street's fault. I mean, it wasn't you.
No, man, I was completely sober.
So when they pulled you over, did you think about running or do anything? Like, what did you say?
I got pulled over by a lady cop, and she was kind of hot, and I was like, hey, you know, what's going on? I mean, she had a, man, she was tall, you know, little ponytail, whatever, black hair, tall, big ass, you know, tall.
So you were trying to go home with an officer that night.
I mean, handcuffs, you know, I mean, I'm down.
Maybe that's the reason that he was at court, not the fact that he just drove down a wrong way on a one-way street, because that can happen and you might get a ticket for it. You don't have to go to court and deal with that. But maybe because he showed his affection for the lady cop. He's like, shows up to the courthouse with roses in hand. Oh, you mean this is an expensive date.
Yeah. What you doing at the courthouse?
Visit my probation officer. He likes me to come see him every morning before I go to my counselors.
Every single morning you've got to come here to the courthouse.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, today he wasn't mad that I was late, so it turned out good, but I could always turn out bad, seeing as how court candidly defines and things, but it worked out good for me. He was in a good mood, so I'm happy.
Today things worked out fine. Would you say that you're developing somewhat of like a trust, a friendship?
He let me use the phone today to call my mom.
That was awesome. So what did you say to your mom when you talked to her?
She just sent me my new bank card and a carton of cigarettes, which is a step up from my low financial status I'm at right now.
What motivation is there to get a job if mom's just going to help you out forever?
I'm thankful that the people that work here do allow you to smoke and be somewhat typical to the city, even though you're under some type of supervision.
If you had to tell the kids out there, though, you would tell them, don't smoke.
I'd tell them, don't smoke unless you're high strung or a musician or something.
Or a musician.
Unless, oh, don't smoke unless you need it for stress. Unless you're really stressed out and you got a job that won't stop and you need to just take a break and get away, smoke. Or if you're an artist and a musician and you play an instrument. As a matter of fact, I agree with him. And music classes at school, anybody who like wants to play the bass guitar or like a cool instrument, they should get a carton of cigarettes with their instrument. Start teaching them young. That's the only time it's okay to smoke. Because cancer can't affect musicians or high-strung people. Not one bit.
Good point. Yeah. He should be in the public education system.
Oh, yes,
he'd fit right in, wouldn't he?